On television during Easter week, tens of millions of viewers around the world saw signs of Pope John Paul's increasing frailty. The pontiff turns 82 next month and has had to curtail his participation in liturgical events. NPR's Silvia Pajoli reports from Rome that the pope's failing health is fueling speculation that he might resign.
On Easter Sunday, Pope John Paul succeeded in celebrating Mass himself in St. Peter's Square. But the signs of his many ailments were clearly visible, and his words were often slurred. The Pope suffers from a painful arthritic knee. He has survived an assassin's bullet, a colon tumor, a dislocated shoulder, and a broken hip. He also displays the symptoms of Parkinson's. His hand trembles uncontrollably and his facial muscles appear frozen, often rendering him virtually expressionless. Once an able skier and a mountain climber, John Paul is now often transported on a mobile platform. Images of an ailing old pope have prompted questions about his ability to continue to lead the Catholic Church as effectively as in the past 23 years. A leading Catholic writer, Vittorio Messori, who collaborated with Pope John Paul on his book Crossing the Threshold of Peace, wrote last week that some cardinals are contemplating the R word, resignation. With all the faith in the Holy Spirit possible, Messori asked, can the Church live in a climate of uncertainty? Papal biographer Marco Politi says the subject was broached recently.
There were certainly some cardinals who, in a very delicate way, asked the Pope whether he feels fit to continue his hard job, even with his bad health situation.
A few days ago, Politi says, Chilean Cardinal Jorge Medina reported how the Pope responded.
The Pope said, I can't resign because also Christ didn't descend from the cross.
It's often said that the Vatican is not a democracy, and the pontiff alone has decision-making powers. While church law does envision the possibility of papal resignation, the last pope to step down willingly was Celestine V 700 years ago. And there's no equivalent of the 25th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution that provides for a successor if the president is incapacitated. Nevertheless, there are abundant rumors that Pope John Paul has written a letter of resignation that would go into effect were he to become incapacitated. But Father Richard McBrien, who teaches theology at the University of Notre Dame, says that would still leave the Catholic Church in an ambiguous and precarious situation.
Any bureaucracy, when there's a vacuum of power, it's going to be filled. So there are people making decisions in the name of the Holy Father, and no one is there to check it out.
Father McBrien wishes he could talk to John Paul directly about this.
I'd say, Holy Father, look, for the good of the church, you've got to do something about this. Whether you'll ever resign, that's your business. But for the good of the church, you have got to make provision in canon law, not in some private letter that people have rumored you've written, which then can be challenged.
But behind all the speculation on the possible repercussions of the Pope's ailing health, there lies a dilemma. Vatican officials believe a papal resignation would create an even more complicated situation. Papal biographer Marco Politi says a living ex-pope could cast a long shadow on his successor.
The Catholic Church is not ready to accept an acting pope and a pope in pension who still could maybe make a statement, and so hampering the new way of ruling of the new pope.
Although his papacy is in its twilight, Pope John Paul is determined to carry out his travel schedule. Azerbaijan and Bulgaria next month, Canada, Mexico, and Guatemala in July, and his homeland Poland in August. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.